We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Morning, you're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're 91.7 on your FM dial or WYXR.org. I forgot where we were in cyberspace here. Hey, folks, my name's Willie. You're listening to a song. Songs that move you. And my guest this morning is my old partner from Rolling Fork, Mississippi, Eddie Wilson. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Willie. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Man, it looks like spring has sprung.
Yes, it does.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm all about that because, as you all well know, if you're not a summer or winter person, then you're probably a spring and fall person. and which those seasons usually happen, what, for 3 weeks here.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's nice. You know, when it's nice here, it is so beautiful, and I love every minute of it. And then even when it's not so nice, you know, in the dead of summer, dead of winter, it's still a good place to be. Folks, if you've never listened to our show, here's how it works. I am lazy, so I get my guest to bring in their songs that they want. And today, Eddie has brought some songs that kind of harken back to our childhood. I got a full disclosure here. Eddie and I grew up four houses away down the street on Worthington Street in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. And what did that do for us, Eddie, as people?
Well, we got a good education.
We did get a good education, yeah, in the good things and the bad things.
Yeah.
Oh man! All right. Well, tell you what, we're gonna start here with some songs, and Eddie's gonna tell you a little story about each of these songs. What do we got first here, Eddie?
Well, first of all, we've got a song by a man who is considered to be the father of modern day folk music. That's what you and I were first exposed to by our older brothers.
Right.
And so we're going to lead off here with If I Had a Hammer by Pete Seeger.
Here we go.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
All right, Pete Seeger. Man, you know, the late 50s and the early 60s were just full of protest music. And a lot of that had kind of come about because after the Second World War, we had the Red Scare here, and everybody thought that the communists were going to take over and all this. And they certainly mistakenly thought that people talking about individual freedom, people talking about freedom and different cultural things and war and all these things, they thought those were un-American, which is weird.
Yes, it is, because really, folk music, you know, some of them tell stories. But most of them are protest songs. They're protesting, you know, social injustice, voters' rights, war. A lot of anti-war.
That's right.
Protest.
That's right. And I think Pete Seeger, God rest his soul, he got dragged in front of, you know, the House Un-American Activities Committee, I don't know how many times, but, you know, they were, and, you know, he was just one of those guys who was very steadfast. I mean, you know, I always think about, you know, these people just, they just kept doing what was right because they saw the injustices.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate them for that. And, you know, we really got, we were lucky to hear those things because it informed the way that I think about people and culture and all this stuff. And I'm glad that I have that in my background. All right. Then as we were talking, war, you know, anti-war songs, I think this next one is the perfect example of that. What have we got next, Eddie?
I think I've got this correct. The Kingston Trio had the song Lemon Tree, and Peter, Paul, and Mary had this song,
right.
And they swapped. They traded songs.
Oh, really?
And this was a big hit, the Kingston Trio. It's Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they
When will they ever learn? When do you think they're going to learn, Eddie?
Doubtful.
Doubtful. Yeah, that is something. You know, for these things to have been kind of deemed un-American, you know, people talk about. I mean, that to me, it's exactly what America's about. You know, we ain't got no bosses here. You know, you think what you want to think, say what you want to say.
Yep.
All right. That was the Kingston Trio, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? So Some sad news. Many of you know that Eddie and I are from Rolling Fork, Mississippi, and you know, our hometown got literally blown away in a tornado 2 years ago today. And it was a sad, sad thing. And we've, my friend George and I have made some films about this, which actually they'll be on WKNO. One of them will be on WKNO in about 2 weeks. So look for that. It's called the Rolling Fork Tornado. And, but another tornado went through when?
Well,
yesterday?
Within the last week, two.
Right.
And one hit last night or yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Just property damage. I don't think anybody was injured. There
right.
were no fatalities. But earlier last week in South Mississippi, there was Tylertown got hit really hard.
Right.
Very much like the one that hit Rolling Fork 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I believe there were seven fatalities in that storm.
Wow. Wow. I'm so sorry for all that. I'm telling you, when something like that hits these towns, especially small towns, and people just, you know, nobody is an expert on this stuff. And the sad reality is that everybody, you know, who lives in that town looks at these people and goes, okay, what are you going to do now? They don't know what to do. Their house is gone. You know, so it's a very tough thing. I just wish the best for everything. And folks, if you can help out, help out. If you, you know, say a prayer for them, whatever, send them good vibes, however you do these things, because to lose your home is just kind of unthinkable.
Yeah. Well, there are two nonprofits that are working real hard to get people back in homes as homeowners rather than renters.
Right.
One is called Rolling Fork Rising, and the other is the Community Foundation of Northwest Mississippi. You can Google them. They will accept donations. They're putting people back in homes. It's really good work.
Yeah, it really is. And what they found out, like in Rolling Fork, and probably every small poor Delta town, is that, you know, something like 60 to 70% of the people who live there were renters. And you're never gonna have any kind of generational wealth or anything to pass on to your kids if you're just renting. You know, to own a home is a cornerstone of getting out of that deep poverty. And so, what Rolling Fork Rising and what the Community Foundation of Northwest Mississippi is doing is they're putting people in homes and they're keeping their payments right around what they were paying for rent. And so hopefully this will be some big change that comes in there. You know, just so many of these natural disasters have happened over the last few years, and it's terrible, because I'm telling you, you know, as much as I've thought about it and as much as Eddie's thought about it, we haven't thought about it 100% like the people who live there and have had to live through that every day. And it happens more and more and more. So if you can help, help. Send them some good vibes, whatever you do. All right, well, we're going to push on along here. What have we got next? And this is our folk music thing that Eddie and I grew up listening to. So what do we got next, Eddie?
This next song, everybody knows about Peter, Paul, and Mary. And Peter Yarrow was getting married, and he asked Paul Stuckey to write a song for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul wrote the song, performed it at the wedding, and never performed it again.
Really?
Until Peter, Paul, and Mary were doing a concert, and Peter's wife was there.
Yeah.
And he asked Paul to do this song. At first, he didn't want to. He said, no, that's your song. I don't want to do it. But he persisted, and they started singing the song, putting it in their programs and everything. Mm-hmm. And it became a big hit. And so when they recorded it, Paul had never gotten the song copyrighted.
Oh, really?
He had never gotten the song copyrighted, so he got it copyrighted, and he formed, I think it's PDF, the Public Domain of Music.
Oh, really?
And all of the proceeds, all the mailbox money goes to that foundation, and they help aspiring young musicians.
Wow, I never knew that. That's great. What a solid thing to do. So, okay, so what have we got?
We've got Paul Stuckey doing the wedding song.
Beautiful song, man. That guy could write.
Yes, he could.
I'm telling you, it's beautiful. And you said something about his guitar had gotten stolen.
Peter Yarrow.
Oh, Peter Yarrow's okay.
Guitar. Peter and his wife got divorced in '81.
Yeah.
And they were divorced for like 40 years, and they remarried in 2022.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
well,
his guitar was recovered, and he got it back. So.
Okay.
You know, we lost him last year. You know.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, man, Peter, Paul, and Mary, they were about as hot as you could get. You know, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yep.
Man. What a song, huh?
And it had nothing to do with drugs.
It had nothing to do with drugs, but people certainly made it about that, though, yes. People will do that, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's kind of got an angle, you know, trying to make something, you know, scary and nefarious, whatever. Yeah. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I've got a couple of important announcements to make. Our pledge drive is April 5th through the 12th. So put that on your calendar. If you're sitting next to your calendar, go in there and put a big X on April 5th through the 12th, and because this is community radio, and we are all about community here. Everybody that you hear on WYXR is a volunteer, and we have a good time doing this down here. We are in a beautiful studio in the big atrium of the Crosstown Concourse. What about this place, Eddie?
It's amazing. It is really amazing.
Did you ever come here when it was the Sears?
Absolutely. I bought appliances here, you know, really? When I first moved to Memphis.
Yeah. That's wild. Yeah, I used to live right down the street. Man, and the fact that they saved this place just still blows my mind. It could have been a big pile of stones.
But they didn't know what to do with it.
That's so. Right. That's right. Couldn't figure out how to throw it away or where to throw it away, so they just had to readapt. And it really is. And, you know, for years, and I'm sure it still is, this building was the largest building, square footage-wise, in Memphis.
Yep.
I mean, larger than, like, the Raleigh Springs Mall and all that stuff, which is crazy. Yep. All right, folks, we're going to continue here. And, man, when I saw this song on your list, my heart skipped a beat because we used to listen to this song all the time. Now, this song is by the Rooftop Singers, but it was written by Gus Cannon, who lived north of Memphis. I think he lived in Memphis for a long time. And I saw him perform this, and he was way up in his 90s. This is back in the early 70s, and I saw him at the first Beale Street Festival they had. And he came out with his banjo and played this song. What are we going to hear, Eddie?
Well, this song will get you moving and grooving. This is, it's got a lot of good vibes to it. It's the Rooftop Singers doing Walk Right In.
Here we go.
Thank you.
What a cool song, man. Hear that? They're just beating on that old 12-string guitar. That is, you know, when you hear about people talk about a song's kind of jangly, it's because of that 12-string guitar, man. I love that. And that took me back to, what,
59,
right. Yeah, way back there.
Yeah, I've known you for almost 70 years.
Good Lord. Yeah, you're right. Boy, that's a good thing, you know? It is a very good thing. I mean, we, you know, good gosh. I mean, we used to ride around on our bicycles and camp out. And well, sort of camp out. We'd ride our bicycles around all night. But I tell you what, it was a great place to grow up in Roland Fork, Mississippi. They imbued us with a lot of, hopefully a lot of empathy and care for our fellow human beings, you know. So I enjoyed going to school there and still have lots of friends there. All right, folks, another big announcement here. The WYXR Spring Reverb fundraiser concert is coming up. It's coming up Saturday, April 28th from 4 to 7 p.m. And it's at a secret location. Now, we're going to have to tell you where that location is at some point because it's so secret that I don't even know, as I would not know for any reason. But let me tell you who's going to be playing there. It's going to be Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band. And then one of my favorites, Lorette Velvet. And then the Walt Phelan Band. So this is going to be a really, really cool concert. And it's going to be the fundraiser for the station. So if you want to come down and hear some good music, meet some new people, and just have a good time, come on down on April 28th. And we'll let you know where the secret location is. Hopefully it will be in town. It's not going to be so. The secret location is Louisville, Kentucky. All right. My guest is Eddie Wilson, my Rolling Fork homie. We were the Worthington boys, grew up on Worthington Avenue, and we had the run of that town, didn't we, Eddie?
Yes, we did. But we had to be home before the streetlights came on.
That's right. Then we could go back out. Yeah. Eat supper, go back out. Yeah. All right. We are playing songs from our childhood. What do we got next, Eddie?
This next group was founded by Randy Sparks, the New Christie Minstrels. Barry McGuire was a member of that group.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and he later did Eve of Destruction. Yeah. And a huge hit with that.
But here is the New Christie Minstrels doing Today.
Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrows shall all pass away. There I forget all the joy that is mine today.
Today is my moment, and now is my story.
Eddie, never forget the joy that you have today.
Absolutely.
That's a good one to walk away with. You know? Wow. Yeah. Man, I have not heard that song in a long time. That's a beautiful song, but you know, it kind of harkens back to kind of Mitch Miller. Remember Mitch Miller, on TV?
Sing along with Mitch.
Yeah, sing along with Mitch. Because that was like a choir thing. I mean, I know they had a bunch of members in the New Christy Minstrels, but that was like a big time production, man. That was really nice. Okay. Well, so what have you got coming up here in the near future, Eddie?
The KA chapter at Ole Miss is going to sponsor a sporting clay shoot at a facility down in Sardis, Mississippi in about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fundraiser to get money to buy track chairs for disabled vets. That's the big philanthropy now that KA does.
Okay.
And they provide different chapters will buy a track chair and give it to a disabled vet.
Oh, man. Okay. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So when is that coming up?
It's April the 14th, I believe, is the date.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And how can people figure out how to get tickets or to enter?
you can – well, it's restricted.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay.
It's,
all right.
It's only restricted to active KAs or KA alumni.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, thank y'all for doing that. I know y'all do a lot of good in this area, and I certainly appreciate it, and I'm sure the people who are the beneficiaries of that are very, very thankful. All right. Well, tell you what, let's see what we got next.
Next up, we have a group. They were fraternity brothers at the University of Washington in the late 50s, and they had some pretty good commercial success as a group. Yeah. And here are the Brothers Four doing Try to Remember.
Hey, and before we do the song, I got to tell my story here. Years ago, I used to produce a lot of corporate shows around the country, and I was doing these shows for a customer of mine who had been doing them for years, and this guy became our MC. You know, and we would have 5, 6, 7, sometimes 10,000 people at these shows. They're great big shows. So we needed a good master of ceremonies, somebody who could talk on their feet and all that. And so I got to know this guy, and his name was Dick Foley. And I had known him probably 5 years. And we were sitting backstage one day, and I mean, we were like good friends. And he, you know, we were talking about music, and he said, well, when did you start listening to music? I said, well, I said, some of my buds in Roller Fork and I listen to folk music all the time because our big brothers listen to it. And he said, oh, did you ever hear of a group called the Brothers Four? I said, oh, did I? Of course, I love the Brothers Four. He said, well, you do know I was a member of the Brothers Four. And they were actually still touring back then. They would go to Japan. They were huge in Japan. And so, Dick Foley, I know you're not out there listening in Seattle, but I would like, it's a big shout out from your buddy Willie and your buddy that you don't know, Eddie Wilson. And we're going to play Try to Remember.
Life was so tender that no one went.
Well, try to remember, Eddie. Can you remember?
Yes, and I forgot to add that that song came from the Fantastics.
Yes.
And it was first sung by Jerry Orbach.
The actor?
The actor who was, Law and Order.
Yeah.
And he was the doctor in Dirty Dancing. And he performed that off-Broadway in the mid-50s.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And that is a great show, man. The Fantastics is really a fine show. Oh, that was a good one, man. I tell you what, while I was listening to this, I could hear Dick Foley's voice. I really could. I mean, there are only four of them, so I could hear that. Very cool. Okay. All right. Well, let's see what we got here, Eddie. Oh, man. Okay. The next one is maybe the biggest. The biggest hit of the folk generation, would you say? One of them?
It was a major hit for sure.
Yeah, what have we got?
We've got Joan Baez doing Blowing in the Wind.
Mm.
To the sea. How many years must some people exist before they're allowed to be free? And how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see the answer? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Answer is blowing in the wind. How many times can a man look up before he sees the sky? How many ears must one person have before he can hear people cry? And how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Oh, the answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Well, that's certainly some words of wisdom. Man, it's a very strong song. Okay, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis. We're 91.7 or WYXR.org. So if you want to know more about the station, just go to WYXR.org and you will find archives from like the last month's worth of shows for every show that we do here, which is a great thing. Also, there's the opportunity to donate. There's a donate button there, and we always are very pleased for your help and your support, because all of this is done by volunteers. And I tell you, it's my favorite hour of the week. I really love coming down here. Just the whole thing is an adventure every time. Seeing people walk by here at the concourse and you know, just kind of feeling part of this community. Isn't this a wild thing, Eddie?
It is. It is a wonderful facility, and there's all kinds of restaurants here.
Oh, yeah.
Just a great place. And it's pet friendly. You can bring your dog.
That's right. Yes. We've watched the dogs walk by, you know, with their people, of course. They're not roaming freely. But yeah, just some beautiful animals here and some beautiful people. And a lot of good goes on in this building. And I would also like to say that this show, Songs That Move You, is sponsored by Youth Villages. And I really want to thank them for the great work they do here in the Mid-South. All right, folks, my guest is Eddie Wilson, my old Rolling Fork buddy, and still my buddy. We, Eddie and I, break bread together quite often, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We like to eat lunch, yes. And I want to give a big shout-out to all our Rolling Fork friends who may be listening here. Well, Eddie and I go down to this gathering they have. It's called the Fifth Thursday. And when there's a fifth Thursday in a month, all of our old friends from Rolling Fork get together just outside Jackson, and we have a meal, and it's really a lot of fun. And Eddie and I drive down when we can and do this. So when's the next one coming up, Eddie?
It's May 29th or 30th.
Okay.
It's the May has five Thursdays.
Right.
Unfortunately, I will not be able to go to that one. I think you're tied up also.
I am. Yes, I can't do it. But we'll be back for the next one, though, right? When will that be?
July.
In July. Okay, well, not long to wait. Okay, cool. I'm sure they'll get along without us. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going to go hungry.
They'll be talking about it.
That's right, as they should. Okay, what's the next song we got here, Eddie?
We have another folk music legend on this next song. Mm-hmm. Woody Guthrie, who was Arlo's father, doing his famous "This Land Is Your Land."
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Oh man, hey, that is one of the most beautifully descriptive songs I've ever heard. I mean, you see everything that he's singing about, and And what an American classic that is. Woody Guthrie. All right. And did you see the Bob Dylan film, Eddie?
I haven't seen it yet.
You need to see that. It really is good. And they treated Woody Guthrie with such respect, and it was all very real feeling. And I love that when they get somebody's essence there on film. All right, well, let's scoot on along here. We are kind of running out of time, man. What do we got next?
Next, we have a group called the Limelighters, and Glenn Yarborough was their lead singer for a while.
Okay.
And this is one of their big hits called "There's a Meeting Here Tonight."
And now, ladies and gentlemen, America's newest singing sensation, the Limelighters.
Some come to dance, some come to play, some merely come to pass time away, some come to laugh, their voices do ring, but as for me, I come for to sing.
'Cause there's a meeting here tonight, there's a meeting here tonight, I know you by your friendly face, there's a meeting here tonight.
There's a meeting here tonight, there's a meeting here tonight, I know you by your friendly face, there's a meeting here tonight. There's a meeting here tonight, great God, I'm glad you came along. Hope all the brothers and the sisters here will help me sing this song. There's a meeting here tonight,
I hear it.
There's a meeting here tonight, I know you by your friendly face. There's a meeting here tonight, there's a grin on every upturned face and a smile in every eye. Brothers and sisters, let me hear you shout, let me hear your joyful cry. There's a meeting here tonight, there's a meeting here tonight, I know you by your friendly face. There's a meeting here tonight.
There's
a meeting here tonight. There's a meeting here tonight. I know you by your friendly face. There's a meeting here tonight. There's a meeting here tonight. There's a meeting here tonight. I know you by your friendly face. There's a meeting here tonight. There's a meeting here tonight. Great God, there's a meeting here tonight. Great God, I know you by your friendly face. There's a meeting here tonight.
All right, man. The Limelighters. That was cool, man. I want to go to the meeting now. What's going on, folks? Yeah. Folks, we are glad you've taken this little journey with us for the last 50 minutes. We still have 10 minutes left, so don't go anywhere. We're going to play some more music, and my buddy Eddie Wilson is here with me. And Eddie, how many times have you been on the show? Is this four?
This is five.
Five, yeah. Okay. Okay. Eddie's a cast member here. And, yes, and we do have a good time here. We're glad that you're listening this morning. Let's move on to the next song. What we got?
The next song is by an Australian group, mm-hmm. and they're the first Australian group that ever had a global hit.
Oh, okay. It's
the Seekers doing I'll Never Find Another You.
All right.
Still
All right, the Seekers. Okay. And somebody just called me. And I have it on Do Not Disturb, but I don't know why it cuts out when somebody calls me. So don't call me between 9 and 10 on Monday mornings. Folks, thank you very much. That was your public service announcement. Don't call me. All right, folks.
Well, hey, you haven't done the weather report.
I have not done the weather report. It looks like the sun is shining outside. The wind is blowing. The clouds are big, white, and puffy, and I think it's going to be a nice week. That's your weather report. And it could possibly rain and other things. Who knows? Okay, well, we're winding it down here, folks. We got time for probably another couple of songs. What we got next, Eddie?
Next, we've got the song 500 Miles, and I think it's Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Here we go.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can.
Okay, and here we go. That was 500 Miles by Peter, Paul, and Mary. All right, Eddie, you know what, man? We're going to come sliding into home plate here just exactly right. We got about 2.5-3 minutes here, and we're going to play your last song. Thank you for being here, Eddie.
Thank you for having me.
One of my oldest and dearest friends, folks, and I'm glad you've been here with us for this little ride this morning, and we'll be back next Monday at 9 a.m. right here on WYXR. Songs that move you. What we got, Eddie?
We've got the Kingston Trio doing the MTA.
Oh, it's a good one.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Poor old Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
He may ride
forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man.